What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everyone has had a great week. So, this past weekend, my girlfriend and I watched the new Conjuring movie, The Devil Made Me Do It, on HBO Max. You know, as a fan of horror movies and movies in general, it was a no-brainer. The original Conjuring is honestly one of my favorite horror movies of all time, and Part 2 is great as well. And I know a lot of hardcore moviegoers listening to this, or moviegoers in general, are against streaming a movie premiere. Like, streaming a movie premiere the day it comes out. And they would, you know, always prefer to see it in an actual theater. You know, and that they'd rather see it in an actual theater as opposed to streaming it. And, you know, I completely understand that, but I'm going to be honest. I love that Warner Brothers movies are streaming on HBO Max the same day they're released in theaters, at least for a limited time. You know, and honestly, if I have the ability to watch a brand new movie from the comfort, if I have the ability to watch a brand new movie from the comfort of home, I'm going to do it, period. You know, so we sat on the couch in our pajamas with a bowl of popcorn and watched The Conjuring 3, and it was glorious. So I'm electing or choosing to call it The Conjuring 3. They should have went with that title, just calling it The Conjuring 3 instead of calling it The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. That's a lot of words. That's too long of a title, but what do I know? I'm not in the movie biz. I'm not in the movie biz, folks. Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga were outstanding as usual in the roles of Ed and Lorraine Warren. The rest of the cast was great as well. I mean, I was honestly wondering how good the movie was going to be since James Wan was not directing it. He directed parts 1 and 2. New guy Michael Chavez directed part 3, and James Wan is actually a co-writer on the script for part 3. He just didn't direct it. But Michael Chavez did a great job directing, in my opinion. The movie had the same feel, you know, overall look and tone of the first two. So I was pleased. I was happy with that. And I mean, I won't talk too much about the details of the movie or the plot, you know, for those who haven't seen it. So I will just say this. It is a good movie. It's a solid movie. And it's an excellent entry in the Conjuring series. If you're a fan of the first two or horror films in general, then you'll love the new one. Bottom line, you know, I was skeptical. Is part three as good as the first two? Definitely not. But it is a worthy sequel, and it's worth watching. It's worth watching at least once, folks. I think you'll love it. So my girlfriend and I have started a new tradition. Every Sunday morning, we go to the Ocean City Boardwalk. We take a nice long walk. So this past Sunday morning, we got up early, and we were on the boardwalk by 7 a.m. or just before. I think it was just before 7 a.m. And we walked for just over an hour, maybe about hour 15, something like that. But we walked for a little over an hour. And I'll tell you something. It is so nice getting to the boardwalk nice and early before it is super crowded. Me personally, I hate crowds. I don't necessarily have panic attacks, but I don't like large crowds. That's just the kind of guy I am. But it was nice to get there before it was super crowded. You know, a nice morning breeze in the air and getting to watch the waves and the ripples in the water and simply hearing the ocean. I don't know, there's something so incredibly peaceful and calming about it. You know, it's just incredibly peaceful and calming and serene and, oh, is serene a good word to use? Yeah, sure, why not? Peaceful, calming, serene, just so relaxing. And there was just something about it. And you know what? Being able to experience all of that with your soulmate makes everything that much better. I mean, it really does make it that much better. We had an absolutely great time walking on the boardwalk. So around 8 a.m. or so, it started to warm up really quick. And I believe the forecast for that day, it was, they were calling for a super humid day. It was supposed to be like in the mid 90s, close to 100, I think. And at the time we finished our walk, it was already 80 or just over 80 degrees outside. And after we finished our walk, we were a little sweaty and tired, but not too terribly exhausted. You know what? I take that back. Let me be honest here. My girlfriend was doing way much better than me. Way much better. Jesus, Larry, do you have a diploma? Yes, I graduated college. I have a bachelor's degree. Sometimes my grammar goes off the rails. My girlfriend did much better than me. I may not look out of shape, but I am. And the heat was really getting to me. And I feel the more we walk, the more used to it I will be. And, you know, everything will just be easier for me in general, if that makes sense at all. I feel, you know, repetition, you know, I the more walks I go on, the more used to it I'll be. You know, last summer when Gary and I started Gary Larry's Edible Adventures, we would walk one of our favorite trails at the Burke Lake Park in Virginia every day before filming. And then wintertime, yada, yada, yada. So now that it's getting nice again, I can get back into regular walks with him and with my girlfriend. And I need to get back into it. You know, I'm 6 foot two and about 190 pounds. You may say to yourself, that doesn't sound too out of shape, but physically I feel out of shape. That's the point I'm trying to make. I just need to be better about everything, get the heart rate going, just go on as many walks as possible, you know, because it's good for my heart and it's good for my health. And so my girlfriend and I finished our walk, and since we were already in Ocean City, it was time to indulge in yet another new tradition. It was time for me to take her to breakfast and to film another one of my solo videos for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. So I decided I wanted to go to this place called Bad Monkey. If you're familiar with Ocean City, Maryland, you may have heard of it. Bad Monkey has two locations in Ocean City. They have a Coastal Highway location and an Ocean Gateway location. And I'd heard about it before, and I knew it got great reviews. And it was just a cool-looking place in general. I mean, the place is called Bad Monkey. Like, yeah, I definitely wanted to check it out. So the last solo video I did was breakfast. And since we wanted breakfast, I wanted to do another breakfast one. You know, it wasn't super crowded at that hour, so breakfast was perfect. The building was super bright and colorful. I mean, there's this big gift shop on the ground floor, and the restaurant and bar are on the second floor. Like, that's just awesome. And I wanted to make sure, when doing the video, I wanted to make sure that I filmed B-roll while I was walking up the stairs to the restaurant. And I just felt it would be a nice touch for the intro of the video. And, you know, we were seated, when we got to the restaurant on the second level, we were seated immediately. I mean, they were not crowded at all because we literally walked in right after 8:30 in the morning, and they open at 8:30. So we were seated immediately. They put us at a corner table, and the restaurant is awesome because there are these big windows, like, surrounding the entire restaurant. It's just really awesome. It has this amazing beach vibe, and it totally reminds you of where you are. In case you forgot, you're at the beach. It has a total beach vibe, and I love it. I love every bit of it. So after we seated, I got some B-roll footage of they have these cool ceiling fans spread throughout the restaurant. Just these nice high ceilings, these cool metal ceiling fans. Just awesome visuals. More B-roll to add to the intro of the video. And then I got some footage of their breakfast menu. Now, they do breakfast and dinner, but since I was filming breakfast, I wanted to focus and highlight the breakfast menu. And it's a gigantic, or I feel fairly large breakfast menu. And I got the footage of the breakfast menu. And after getting footage for the intro of the video, I stopped and I realized something. Hey, Larry, the music in the restaurant is loud. I mean, the music wasn't obnoxiously loud, but it was loud enough that it would completely, and I mean completely, drown out the audio from the camera when I was talking. Even if I would have used my Rode Wireless Go system, the audio still would have been drowned out. So, I mean, I was worried about the music volume because it could cause copyright claims and strikes on YouTube. Oh, what a predicament I was in. I tell you, a predicament. So I had to think on my feet. I simply, you know, took a deep breath, asked my girlfriend to get specific shots of me eating the food, as well as some close-ups of me cutting up the food and pouring syrup on the French toast and stuff like that. And I'd occasionally speak a word here or there when I was tasting my food and actually eating it, but I didn't want to talk too much because of the loud music. It would have been pointless. Well, since the music was loud, you know, and I'm not talking much while I'm eating the food, you know, what am I going to do? What was I going to do? It was time to improvise. And, you know, I'm not the best at improvising, but ladies and gents, it was time to improvise. So we finished eating, and she finished filming the specific bits and pieces that I needed of me eating. And I simply had her film me giving my final thoughts outside in the parking lot with the restaurant in the background. Now, here's where the improvisation comes in, folks. When we got back to her place, I loaded all the footage onto my laptop and started the project in Final Cut Pro. So I decided that for the pieces where I was talking about food, I would record voiceovers. I would do a voiceover in the beginning of the video introducing Bad Monkey, and I would use voiceovers throughout the entire video at specific moments where there was food on the screen or while I was actually tasting the food or making specific faces, funny little faces or whatever and whatnot. Now, I originally thought this was going to be difficult, but, you know, since the music was too loud inside the restaurant, I figured using voiceovers for almost the entire video would add kind of, you know, an internal dialogue aspect to the food review. As in, you know, this is what I'm thinking as I'm eating. Kind of like, because it, you know, it appears as if I'm speechless and the viewer is hearing my thoughts as I ingest this absolutely amazing food. You get what I'm saying? And after adding all of the voiceovers, I added a generic music track in the background that plays for the entirety of the video. So, yeah, that's what I was going for, you know, kind of like a internal dialogue. Like, what is going through this dude's head as he's eating because he's not saying much? And I kind of used that. Thought that was a good idea, you know, and I feel that the finished product came out pretty well. Initially, I wasn't sure how I felt about voiceovers in 95% of the video. But as I said, I had to think on my feet and improvise, and as I was editing, I was like, oh, okay, here's the concept. I think this could work. This could definitely work. Gary called me after he saw the video and told me he loved it. I'm always extra happy when Gary approves one of my videos. I mean, this may be one of my solo videos, but it is a solo video for our YouTube channel, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. You know, it's imperative to me that he approves of my solo videos, because we don't want to half-ass anything and just upload an unpolished video. He's the primary editor on our channel, and he's amazing at what he does, so his approval means the word to me. Means the word to me. Hey, it means the word to me too, but his approval means the world to me. Will I approach my next solo video this way? I don't know. Most likely not. I mean, in the end, the whole quote-unquote internal dialogue voiceover approach worked, but it was not planned that way before filming. You know, I just had to do the best I could with what I had. And you know what? I feel I did just that. You know, it's just one of those things like, I still could have been better prepared. Kicking myself for that. How I ended up editing it, that was not planned before I walked into the restaurant. I just did my best to think on my feet and improvise, like, what can I do here? Will this be a really corny and cheesy video if I have voiceovers for literally most of the video? What will Gary think about that? What will the viewers think about that? I mean, all these thoughts are running through my head, and as I said, I feel I did the best I could with what I had. That's all I can do, folks. That's all anyone can do. And honestly, I'm proud of the video, and I am always my harshest critic. Gary loves the video, my girlfriend loves the video, and I love the video. I'm super happy, super pleased with it. Another Ocean City, Maryland video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures in the books. Hopefully our subscriber count continues to climb, because all of our Ocean City videos, and I mean all of them, are being viewed several times daily, and they have gained us around 30 new subscribers in just under 2 weeks. That's absolutely crazy, but it's good crazy. For a channel that's not as popular as ours, where we've only been doing it for a little less than a year, and the fact that we've gained almost around 30 subs in under 2 weeks, that's amazing. And if you want a little more insight into the numbers aspect of our YouTube channel, I strongly urge you to check out Gary's podcast, the Gary Cantrell podcast, and listen to the episode titled Follow the Numbers. Gary goes into great detail about how the Ocean City, Maryland videos are increasing in views and how they are growing our channel and bringing us new subscribers on a daily basis. And I'm still an analytics work in progress. All of the numbers are, how do I say this, a bit overwhelming to me, but I'm taking a look at things, you know, a few times a week, dipping my feet in the water, and I'm constantly trying to learn new things with the help of Gary. You know, I'm trying to be better at looking into the analytics every week, multiple times a week, because the basic things like this video has this many views, or this video gained us this many subscribers, you know, and then you go into YouTube Studio and you go to analytics, you go into advanced mode, you can fine-tune the analytics for each video, and that's what I need to practice with more, so I can geek out with Gary about that stuff. A constant work in progress, you know. Constant work in progress. No one is perfect. If you think you're perfect, try walking on water. That's all I have to say about that. So, yeah, I'm trying to just be better every day and learn something new every day. Progress, not perfection. And if you want to watch my solo video where I review Bad Monkey, it is now live on the Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures YouTube channel as of Friday, June 11th at 11 a.m. Eastern. Depending on when you listen to this, it may already be out. If you listen to this the day it comes out, it's available at 11 a.m. on our channel, folks. Otherwise, if you go to our channel, it should be up there now. And you may notice in regards to my personal YouTube channel, I haven't posted a video in a few weeks. Yes, I know I haven't posted a video in a few weeks. I'm sorry. The last video I posted was the Switch Pod unboxing video. Never fear, folks. Never fear. Gary and I are taking a trip to Charleston, South Carolina for 10 days. Very soon. Very, very soon. And I'm planning on doing an awesome vlog. An epic vlog, you know. We're going to be there for 10 days, going to get tons of good footage. We're going to film a bunch for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, and I'm going to film a bunch of footage, and I'm thinking about splitting the vlog up by days, you know, like Charleston, day one, day two, day three, or I might compile the best from each day and make one, you know, an hour-long, like, documentary-type vlog or whatever. I don't know, but I'm going to get a lot of footage, and we're going to film a lot for our channel. You know, and I've been focusing on creating content for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures because that is Gary's primary focus, and it is my primary focus. We started it together. It's our passion. It's our project. When we collaborate together, we do great things. It's why we started this. We love food. We love entertaining people. I mean, we love what we're doing, and we fully believe in Gary Larry's Edible Adventures, and there's nothing stopping us. The sky's the limit, folks. We can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's going to stop us now. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/LarryMullins. check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/theedibleadventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.